Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's Mini Talk for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusader for episode 11, The Emperor and the Hanged Man, part 2. I'm Jero, joined by Foshizzle.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
So let's talk about the rest of the battle that Kakyoin and Jean-Pierre have against Centerfold. So it starts with we see Avdol basically confirming his death, as we kind of saw last week, a bullet through the head that's gonna kill you. So we see Kakyoin and Jean-Pierre still wants to fight, even if it's a losing battle. But then Kakyoin, he shoots Emerald Splash at Jean-Pierre in order to have him avoid the shot that Whole Horse was about to make. And then he drives up in a car and they drive away. So a nice little tactic there by Kakyoin to save Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, to tack him out of it, you know, it's like a, if you do this fight now, you're going to end up gonna lose. And yeah, you can't. And I don't think you can take 2-on-1 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Horse was still there, so it's like, yeah, you're entering a losing battle.
Yeah,
you're and, screwed. You know, at the time, you know, kind of like the whole shonen thing we see was where a comrade gets hurt and they have to, like, it causes someone else to go berserk or trigger mm-hmm. something, which almost happened with JPP, but he calmed down thanks to, like you say, Kakyoin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then on the car ride going away, Kakyoin, to basically sort of agree that they've made up, elbows him right in the mouth and just knocks him out like, yeah, I got it.
Ultimate friendship, I guess.
Yeah. But you can't escape the Hanged Man that easily because, as we see, he moves from reflection to reflection, and we saw a little bit of what happened after they left the scene of the battle, that he just kept moving from window to all these different things, and we even see that he's in the plating on the steering wheel in the car. So that's his way to move about. And it was funny kind of listening to Jean-Pierre talk about it's a mirror world and stuff. And Kakyoin's like, yeah, you know, there's no mirror world, right? You know, something like that.
Yeah, I guess JPV is kind of freaking out. You know, seeing this, he's been attacked by the Centerfold a couple times, so he kind of has every right to be a little bit freaked out like he is.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I like the use of this stand, how it reflections and things like that. And they revealed later that we'll talk about what the real power of this stand really is.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, watching it, like, how cool of a power would that be to use in a video game? Like, Infamous Second Son had some interesting abilities with smoke and neon and video. Sort of this reflection thing would be kind of unique, but you know, getting away from video game stuff, we see that they think they attack Centerfold or Jay Guile, but turns out it's not the guy that we've seen previously. That's just some other guy that gets hurt, and we see what Centerfold really looks like, which is just some sort of ugly looking dude. Definitely a far cry from what we initially thought he looked like.
Yeah, I thought it was this muscular dude, kind of like the Pillar Man of second half JoJo, but no, this is, like you said, someone who's very, yeah, he's doesn't really go out into the daylight very often,
yeah,
I would say.
Kind of ogre-looking-ish or something.
Yeah, and it was kind of clever how he set it up. It's just, you know, they cut the other Centerfold in half, like, on his through his side. And they happen to come across a village, and there's a guy laying there just like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, wow, this perk set up, and then he just tricks them, and it's just one big troll, like you were saying. Just,
yeah.
And even with the villagers he uses, I'm like, oh, my God, this guy.
Yeah, this is just a horrible guy. And at some point, they figure out what the Hanged Man is doing, going from reflection to reflection. And there's a moment at the end where there's all these people that are crowding them, as we saw at the previous couple episodes ago when they first arrived in India. And they figure out a way to sort of narrow down the areas that Hanged Man can go to from reflection, and by throwing dirt in people's eyes, he would have to leave there, go to a coin that was in the air, and then that's when Silver Chariot's able to cut him open, and then they give him a very, you know, it doesn't look so gruesome in the anime, because if it did, they would have censored it, surely, but it was a pretty gruesome-looking death.
Yeah, like you said, then the coin thing I thought was pretty clever. Yeah, you know, he's forced to jump out of the eyeballs, and he gets cut in half. It's like cutting light, basically. It's kind of crazy. But JoJo, you know, got kind of put the logic for a bit and
yeah,
just take it for what it is. And yeah, they kind of, when they beat him and they kind of hang him upside down, kind of fitting for his, you know, his stand and everything. And it's good that JP got his revenge, but it's like, you know, now what? I mean, you got your revenge, so are you going to stick around?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I thought a character like Centerfold and the Hanged Man, I thought that would be a stand that would kind of persist for a while, but it was surprising to see that he's gone as soon as he is. I guess it's an even trade-off for losing Muhammad, who we thought was a pretty key character in the beginning. Overall, I liked, you know, just talking about the battle and stuff. Well, I enjoyed Episode 8's battle with Jean-Pierre versus the ebony stand. Ebony Devil. I really liked the sort of action-packed elements of that fight in the overall, but I really liked the creativity of the battle that Jean-Pierre and Kakyoin had versus Centerfold.
Yeah, it's interesting, and just seeing these two team up, it's an interesting team up. Yeah, usually you think it'd be Jotaro and someone pairing up every week, but no, they're not. And the other two, the side characters, kind of stand out, and I kind of like that. And yeah, like you said, the creativity in the fight, it's pretty interesting. I never thought of like the eyeball being reused as a reflection when can actually, you know, see things in people's eyes, so it's interesting how they did that. And they, you know, like you said, and then the coin and all that, just ended up putting an interesting setup.
And all the screenshots that you see of Hanged Man in those reflections, it looked really neat. And and also the one where he's climbing in the back of the car or the vehicle,
right? It's almost very horror movie like.
And in that battle, there is a moment where each of the guys said, "You don't say things like that in this kind of situation." Sort of like, you know, they were going like, "Why you? How dare you?" or something. "No, you don't say this. You introduce your name and then you kick ass. That's how it's done."
Oh, yeah. The both of them are going back on those quotes. I remember that. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
So at the end of the episode, they go back to town, and Whole Horse finds him there. He's all like, "Hey, my, you know, me and Centerfold, we're gonna beat you up." And he didn't know Centerfold wasn't there, and that they had killed him. And once he realized it, so he uses the Joestar strategy of just running away.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. And this guy, he comes off as like this badass when we first meet him, and you realize that he's kind of a coward. He doesn't want to fight by himself. He's more of like a assistant to anyone, so you'd rather someone else take the blunt of the damage while he just sits back and shoots his little gun. And I thought that was kind of funny, just the difference of that character from being intimidating to a complete goofball. Like, okay, I guess this guy's not as evil as I thought.
Yeah, in one sense, you can obviously understand why people would think, "Oh, you're a wuss if you're not going to fight him one-on-one," but the guy seems to know his strength and knows what works best for him, so running away does look cowardly. It is a smart thing, I guess, for him to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's going up against two stand users that, you know, kind of rely on getting in your face while he's like a ranged dude, so yeah, and his gun is just, looks like he's going to do one bullet at a time, so versus two people, technically four with the stands, is kind of, you know, a lose situation for him, so he has to run. So we'll see him again. We haven't seen the last of him.
Yeah, and they were about to kill him, but then the woman that we had seen in the previous episode says, like, "Oh, don't kill him. You know, I love him," and all that stuff. And before they even realize he's gone, he's already gone.
Yeah, me and brother thought that was kind of hilarious. You know, they got this muscle-bound dude, and this little woman just jumps on him. You can't get away from her. I'm like,
Yeah.
you just fought Centerfold and Hangman, and you can't get this woman off you? Okay.
I guess he's being too gentlemanly,
Probably,
or and then we close off the episode by seeing a zoom in to Joseph's arm, and there's this pimple thing,
yeah.
and it kind of makes a noisy, squeaky kind of laugh or something.
It reminds me of, I'm not sure if you're watching Carousel or not, but they had an episode where the centipede was there, and they made a voice for it. It was just a high-pitched, like, hi thing. It was really weird. And this thing was like, I was just kind of scratching my head, like, what the hell's going on? I assumed it was one of those things that, Dio uses to infect people, but I'm like, I don't recall them talking, so this is a
Yeah.
little different.
Wondering like who left that on him
I
or
think it was the girl, because I think there's like a blood spot that kind of
Yeah.
hit someone,
Oh yeah, that's right.
and
Yeah,
I'm
there's
guessing it's just something she did, or but if she's a stand user, it kind of makes you confused. My the whole horse know she's a stand user, and that's why you got to
Yeah.
her. It's kind of
Yeah,
weird.
it's Yeah, I wonder. Maybe we'll see her sooner rather than later. So for this episode of JoJo, fun battle, fun conclusion to this. It was good to have a stand battle last more than 1 week. Appropriate considering how significant of a stand user Centerfold was for Jean-Pierre. And another episode where Jotaro hasn't really done much.
Right, yeah, I agree. He's kind of taking his time, letting others do their thing. Next week looks like it's more of a Joseph episode.
Yeah, he showed a little bit of emotion when he realized that Avdol was dead, sort of gripping the towel or something.
Yeah, it is a loss they kind of have to, get to eventually. And they did bury him and everything. It's kind of like, wow, that's kind of fast. Like,
Yeah.
I was like, I would have thought they would have, drawn that out so we can at least kept some kind of. I mean, closure for the audience at least, but it's fine.
JoJo doesn't want to dwell on the over dramatic or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's been our mini talk for episode 11. For Fosh, I'm Jairo. Thanks for listening. See you next week.